China was a case apart, the first in, first out, until, of course, this year's wave. But the other emerging markets underwent, on average, not only deeper GDP dives, but also feebler recoveries as compared to advanced economies. Taking as a reference the country growth trends estimated prior to the pandemic, in many emerging markets, GDP will not have yet returned to them by 2024. That's why it's been said that there will be more significant, permanent GDP losses in non-advanced economies. What countries produce mattered in terms of performance differentiation. Tourism-dependent economies are still suffering, whereas emerging markets with a higher presence in manufacturing value chains benefited from the demand switch towards goods in detriment to service in advanced economies. The faster recoveries in advanced economies were partly due to their more expansive policy support, besides the quicker access to vaccines relative to most non-advanced economies. The outsized decline in emerging markets relative to advanced economies was partly due to lower capacity health systems, which forced reliance on stricter mobility restrictions and smaller proportion of teleworkable jobs as well. However, even if at lower scales, decisive and unprecedented policy actions were taken by some emerging countries, without which the impact of the COVID-19 crisis would have been even bigger, with differentiated intensities and modalities. Take, for instance, the cases of Brazil and Mexico. Emergency cash transfers in Brazil were a major factor to explain why the GDP fall in 2020 was of 3.9%, while the hands-off approach taken by Mexico's government was followed by a GDP decline above 8%. Most low-income countries, in turn, without fiscal space, went through a slower decline of GDP at first in 2020, but that has been followed by very low output levels in 2021 in this year. A few emerging markets even resorted to unconventional monetary policies like Chile and Poland, although briefly and modestly. Prudential policies were also loosened to prevent waves of bankruptcies and credit freeze. These actions came with a price, though. Both public and private sector debts went up as a legacy from the pandemic. Public debt risks and balance of payments vulnerabilities grew, particularly in frontier markets already facing them. Labor market scarring has also been significant, including rising informality. Human capital scarring has also been a feature because of difficulties for poor children to have remote education.